This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. AAA says people who use both alcohol and cannabis are more likely to be riskier drivers. Spokesman Skylar McKinley says they're more likely to speed, run red lights, and text while driving.
This is why it's so important for those of us who can really monitor our behavior to be thoughtful drivers, because so many people just aren't.
McKinley says it's not safe to drive drunk or high, and especially both. Officials say preschool performance in Colorado is improving in some areas and stagnating in others. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
A new report shows preschool enrollment in Colorado increased by almost 1,000 children in 2020, but Colorado's ranking for state spending per child in pre-K is still among the lowest in the nation, 38th. Colorado spends $2,500 less per child than the national average, and the state only met 4 of 10 quality standards, one of just 13 states to meet less than half those benchmarks. The report was published by the National Institute for Early Education Research. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
At around 6 o'clock Mountain Time tonight, Colorado Congress members Diana DeGette and Joe Neguse will lead a moment of silence on the House floor for the victims of the King Soopers shooting. DeGette says it's a way to honor the 10 people who were killed in Boulder and hopes it's a wake-up call for federal lawmakers who don't support what she calls common-sense gun safety bills. Denver has a winter weather advisory of fast-moving storm with heavy snowfall expected tonight for the metro area. This is CPR News.